Of course, so many, many kids just not actually having that fantastic time of year. There is quite a few organisations that do step in to help, and this is a really good one that's been going for the last 10 years now. And this is, in fact, their 10th anniversary. This is the Susan Hoskell Toy and Gift Drive. And their founder, Tony Sheldon, joined us now. Tony, thank you so much for your time. 10 years ago when you started this, did you kind of think that we'd still be going as big and as strong as it is now?
Absolutely not. You know, like the first year we started, we actually did 50 gifts. You know, fast forward to last year, we did 34,000. So, you know, it's grown dramatically, and, you know, obviously we can't do that without the support of the amazing community around us.
No, that's for sure. And, I mean, it is a bit of a two-edged sword, isn't it? It's great that you're able to grow and help a lot more kids and families out. It's just it's sad that we need to be able to help that many kids and families out. But, I mean, just having a look, around 104,000 odd toys and 25,000 kids. I mean, that is a mammoth effort over that time. And of course, these things just don't happen without community support and all of the community support, rather, and those that are actually working behind the scenes at the organisation.
Absolutely, it's just and the way we have the toy drive set up and the way that we actually do it, it's very labour intensive. But we ensure that every toy donated finds a home. And we partner with the smaller community organisations because they're the lifeblood of our community. You know, they're doing stuff all year round to help people. You know, so we're there to help them at Christmas.
All right. We are into that final 3 or 4 weeks now. Things starting to fire up a little bit. What are you looking for and how can we actually support this year, Tony, the Roskell Toy and Gift Drive?
Look, at the end of the day, we have a website. All of our drop-off points are at the website. The Mutual Bank, every branch of the Mutual Bank is a drop-off point. And we've also got Safe and Sound Self-Storage. There's four of those locations around the Hunter that have them. But if everyone heads to our website, which is Susan Ross Girl Toy and Gift Drive .org. All of our locations are on that web page.
Excellent. So we can just Google you and find you there in terms of locations and in terms of what you're actually looking for. I know we say toys and gifts, but what are we generally having too much of, too little of, and what are the sort of things that you'd really want?
Oh, look. Every year we're always short the age group between 12 and 18.
So that's hard in real life, though, Todd, isn't it? It's not easy on a good day.
it is the worst age group to try and, you know, get stuff for. And some of these organisations, you know, some of these families I've been supporting for 9 years. So, you know, they've gone from being, you know, toddlers through to teenagers. So, that's a definite age group. If people are looking for ideas, I mean, three of our key areas that we do is exercise, education, and learn by play. So sporting equipment, books for all ages, and then obviously Lego. Lego is one of the most favourite things of all times. I mean, myself growing up, I had Lego. And I think every kid loves Lego. There's not one kid in the world that doesn't love Lego.
Yeah, I don't think you can really go wrong with those suggestions. I think you'll be able to sort of slot in and take care of those older cohort of kids as well.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so we've got about, 3 or 4 weeks. When does it all wrap up, Todd?
We start picking up the toys from our drop-off points from the 24th of November. We then kind of, you know, we have not everything comes in at one time by the time we get everything in. But as of the 24th, we start to sort toys. And it's a bit of an elongated process because we sort the toys based on the list that we get. And the list just consists of the age and the sex of each child. Then once sorted, we get it back to the community organisations. And then obviously the community organisations need to get it out to the families.
Yeah, and that's it. Like I said, we know Christmas is a month after that's the pickup starts, but you need to get it back, you need to sort it out, you need to filter it through to the...
It takes time, yeah.
Yeah, these things don't happen overnight. And the best part about it is that pretty much everything stays locally, so that you're supporting our neighbours, our friends, possibly your own family, who knows. So, Todd, I'll let you go and get some of that good work done. We've got a few weeks to fire everyone up on this, so appreciate your time and the great work that the organisation's been doing. And congratulations on this being the 10th year.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your time this morning.
Appreciate it. That's Todd Sheldon. He is the founder of the Roskill Toy and Gift Drive. A couple of bits of housekeeping, I guess, from their information as well. Toys and gifts need to be new, notwithstanding that. Also, for the older kiddies, maybe gift cards. So if you're struggling there, that might be a way. And nothing wrapped, so presents all need to be unwrapped as well. That is the Roskill Toy and Gift Drive. You've got about 3 or 4 weeks on that.